Okay.
Well, Lamadala, speaking about crossing the Jordan. Now, we just, Amma Rebbe Yehuda says it's about like 10, 12 lines up from the bottom. Amma Rebbe Yehuda, Abba Chalafta, it's one Rav, and the Rebbe Eleza ben Masya, the Chananya ben Chachinoi, Omdu al Oysen Avonim. They stood on those stones, I suppose the ones in the Jordan, Vishirum, and they measured them. And Kol Achas V'Achas, each one of them was Shekula, it weighed Ka'arbim Sa, 40 Sa. Now, Gemiri, we have a tradition that the Ta'una, the load, the Madli, that a person would lift up, Inish, person, the Kasvei, to his own shoulder, yeah, is a tilsa, is a third the tuune, that if so it was loading on him heavy. So therefore it's going to work out, Rashi says it's 120 sa'a for these stones. We can, and also from here, Atom Chashev, you can work out La Eshkol how much it weighed. Shinema says the ECU, so this is talking about the Eshkol, the Meragdim, but the ECU, then they carried it on a stave or something with two people. So mimash mashinema b'moat. Since it says moat, eini yodea shebishnayim, I don't know that it was two people, because that's the way you carry it with two people. So ma talmud loma b'shnayim. What's it meaning when it says b'shnayim? So b'shnei motos, it means that there's actually shnei motos. So we've got four people right now. Now that's from the pesukim. Adds comes Rebbe Yitzchak Tortoni, and he said, from a svara, you should know there's actually Tortoni, the Tortoni, the Tortoni. There was actually a load, and a load of a load, which means eight. Harketzad, Shmoina, Nosveshko. So there were four, like, sticks, right? And each stick has two people, and the formation, there's different pictures. Okay, so, and now, Echon Nosser Rimon, and one of the spies carrying the Rimon, V'echad nosa te'ina, and one of them carried a fig. Now, Yeshua v'Kalev lo nosu klum. They didn't carry anything. Why was that? So, Ibai Seima, you could say, Mishum de Cheshivi, because they were important, and it was beneath their dignity. Or Ibai Seima, Shalo hayu ba'oisa, because they were not in that eitza, that evil council. I mean, the whole plan was to carry these giant fruits, saying if you see the fruits are this big, you see the people much, much bigger. So they didn't want to get involved in that. Pligiba, back to the crossing the Jordan, Rebbe Ami, Rebbe Yitzchok Nafcha. Chadamar says, according to Le Divre Rebbe Yehuda, so Rebbe Yehuda we had on the top of this Amod, he said that the Jordan River went up 12 mil high, like the camp of Machan Yisrael, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon said it was 300 mil with the keeping, Al-Gabi keeping. Now, so now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is 12. Kechaniyason Avru, they went in formation, so they were like kind of packed together. And Ladibri Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Bezer Achazer Avru, they went in single file, that's why they did a lot more time, and therefore it had to be a lot more higher, the water. Now, Bechadamah, one says no. Bein Lamar, Bein Lamar, according to both opinions, Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Kechen Yoson Avru, they went over in formation, yeah, Masava Adam Kal, what Rabbi Yehuda holds that, you know, a person can keep up with the water, is swift, yeah, and Masava, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, is Mayim Kalim, the water is faster, therefore you would have to have it 300 mil. Now, we're going to talk about the Meragdim now. Shalach lecha anashim. Send for yourself anashim. I'm a Reish Lachish. Says Reish Lachish. Shloch lecha. Right. Says you send for yourself. Midait cha. It means according to you, how you see it, Moshe Rabbeinu. Because it can't be Hashem didn't want it. Because b'chi Adam would a person like meaning Hashem ze boy rechelik would choose a bad raw bad portion latzmoi. Meaning, Hashem knows the future, so he's not going to say something that's doomed to fail. So, v'hainu d'ksiv, and that goes in with a pasuk that says v'yetav be'einai hadavar. So the Moshe Rabbeinu said it was good in my eyes that we sent the spies. And I'm a Reish Lakish, says Reish Lakish. It wasn't good in Hashem's eyes. It's bismia. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, would a person choose a bad chalik for himself? Obviously not. So it must be that it was Moshe Rabbeinu's. Yeah, but Abba Reish Lakish be'enai below be'enav shel makom. Now it says in
it's not really an answer; it's a question, and
that's it. Yes, statement. It's not a question. This is a proof. He's proving his point.
That he chose him back something wrong.
That meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, but right. It says shalach lecha ledaitcha.
Right.
Because you may think that when Hashem says shlach lecha, it's a command from Hashem. But he says it can't be. When he said shlach lecha, it means according to what you think. If you want to do it, you can do it, kind of thing. Yeah, because Hashem wouldn't have wanted him to do it because that's going to turn out bad. Okay. V'yachbaru lanu es oretz. And they should spy for us. We're on Lamed Dal Dam and Beis about like 8 lines down or so. It says, V'yachbaru lanu es oretz. They should spy out for us the land. And it's a strange choice of words over here, v'yachbaru. I think this is actually in Devarim? I think it's in Devarim. Right, some people say because it changed the words. In Parshas Shlach, he didn't say v'yachbaru. So it's coming to drosha. So Amar v'chia bar Abba, Meraglim lo nischavnu elo bushta shel Eretz Yisrael. The Meraglim only had kavana in order to embarrass Eretz Yisrael. Ksivach, it says over here, v'yachbaru lonis Eretz, and they're going to spy for us to the Eretz. And it also says, v'ksiv hosam, says over there, in Novi, I think, v'chofru halavana. Right, and it should be basically a sort of lotion of embarrassment. It should be, right, ubusha, shamed, very nice, like that. Shame the Levona, ubusha, achoma, and the son will be embarrassed. But the point is over here, we're showing over here, the chofra is embarrassment. So they were trying to embarrass the land, the goyim. Now, the elish shmosom, these are the names of the spies. Lamata Ruven, for the Mata Ruven, Shemua ben Zakur. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, says Rabbi Yitzchok, Dovazer Mesuris Biyadenu. This is a tradition in our hands, Avoseinu, from our forefathers. Meraglim al shem ma'aisem nikru. The Meraglim are called after their deeds. Yeah, but Ono lo al su biyadenu, but we only came up in our hands, meaning we only understood, right, Elo Echad, one of them, the Sesur ben Michoel. Okay, that one we understand. What does that mean? Sesur. Shasosa ma'asov shalakadosh baruch hu. He contradicted the deeds, or maybe it's the lashon of the words of Hashem. Michael, what does Michael mean? Shasosa atzma mach. He kavayochol made Hashem mach. He's saying that like mach means weak. He's saying like Hashem can't do it. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Af onu noima." We're going to add on. We can figure one out, even though we don't have a tradition, because we know that it's Al Shem Ma'aseim. So we'll say this: Nachbi ben Vofsi. Who's Nachbi ben Vofsi? He's one of the spies. So Nachbi means Shehichbi Dvarav Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. He hid the words of Hashem, meaning he didn't say it as they were. Yeah, Vofsi. What's Vofsi? Shepisa Al Midosov Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he also kind of like stepped over. He kind of skipped. He omitted certain points from what Hashem said. Now, with the spies, V'yalu b'negev, they went up in the south. V'yavoy ad Chevron. And he went till Chevron. So it changes. In the beginning it says V'yalu is Lashon Rabbim, is plural. And then V'yavoy is a verb that's singular. So V'yavo mi boile, should have said V'yavo. So Amarava milameg, this comes to teach you Shapiresh Kolev, that Kolev separated Mi'atzas Meraglim from the eights of the Meraglim. V'holoch v'nishtateach, he went and he prostrated himself al kivrei avos, on the graves of the forefathers. Amalahan, he said to them, Avosoi, bikshu alai rachamim, request on my behalf rachamim, she'enotzel, that I should be saved Mi'atzas Meraglim from the evil counsel of the Meraglim. Now, parenthetical statement, Yeshua kavar bikesh moishu alav rachamim. Yeshua had already had a rachamim beseeched on his behalf, so therefore he didn't have to pray. Shenema v'yikra Moshe Lohoshea bin Nun. So Moshe called Lohoshea bin Nun Yehoshua. And what when he took the yud, right? And it means ka Yoshiacha, that Hashem should save you Ma'atz Meraglim from the eights of Meraglim. Now, proving that one person went, and it was Kalev, Hainu Dechsev Avdi Kalev, my servant Kalev, Ekev Haisa Ruach Echarasimoy, he was different from the other people, and he got Chevron, because he went there. Now, whilst they were there, they saw these three giants. Vasham Achiman, it was Achiman, Sheshai, Vasalmai. Three names of giants. So we're going to dash in the names. Achiman. Achiman is built up of two words. Miyuman Shebaachov. Shebaachiv. He was the right-hand brother, meaning he was the strongest of the brothers. Sheshai, what does Sheshai mean? Shemesim Esaoretz Keshichsois. He places the ground like pits, meaning he's got a big foot and he makes holes in the ground as he's walking. Talmai, Shemesim Esaoretz Talomim Talomim. Right, Talmai means that he places the ground furrows like furrows, meaning he drags his feet, heavy feet, and therefore there's like, so these, they were big guys. Now, we not Goris Dovrachah. Achiman, so we'll just say what they did. Achiman, Bona, Anas. He built the place of Anas. Sheshai, Bona, Alash. He built Alash. Talmai, Bona, Talbush. He built the place of Talbush. Now, it says in the continuation of that posuk, it says, Yelidi Anak. Right? They were born from giants. So what does that mean? Ma'anikim, Choma, Bekoma, Son. So that they make, basically, the sun is like a necklace with, because they're so high. Meaning their neck is on the same level as the sun. They were big guys. Now, the Chevron, Shevet Shonim, and Chevron was 7 years Nivnasah, it was built. So now, my Nivnasah, what does it mean it was built? Yeah, Eleima, if you want to tell me that it's Nivnasah Mamash, that it was built chronologically right before Tzohan Mitzrayim, because the Pasuk says that it was seven before, seemingly before Tzohan Mitzrayim, Efsha, is it possible, Odom Boina Bias Livnoi Koton, a person would build a house for his younger son, yeah, Kodom Livnoi Godol, before his older son, Tichsev Ibn Echam, the sons of Chams, Cham had four sons, Kush and Mitzrayim, Ufut and Uchnan, right? So the fourth son was Canaan, the second son was Mitzrayim, and Tzohan is Tzohan Mitzrayim, Tzohan was a place in Mitzrayim. So if you want to tell, it wouldn't be that Ham would build something for Canaan before he would build something for Mitzrayim. So Ella is coming to teach you Shehais of Mavuna. It was more Mushuklal. It was better. Al Achod Meshiva Mitzoran. Chevron was seven times better than Tzohan. The Ein Lecha Tarosha means you know how great Chevron was, because Ein Lecha Tarosha, I mean, compared to Mitzrayim, Ein Lecha Tarosha, Tarosha means stones, B'chol Eretz, in all Eretz Yisrael, yes, in Chevron, more than Chevron. Basically, this is the most stony place in Eretz Yisrael. Why? How do we know? The Kavri, that they bury bar shichvi, they bury dead people over there. The Ein Lecha Meula, and in contrast, Ein Lecha Meula b'chol ha'aretzos, yes, in Eretz Mitzrayim. There's no better place than Eretz Mitzrayim. Shenema kegan Hashem ke Eretz Mitzrayim. That we compare, right, Eretz Mitzrayim to the Gan of Hashem. And you should know, and that's Mitzrayim in general. But Ein Lecha Meula b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. There's no better than in all Eretz Mitzrayim in location. Yes, a Mitzoyan, better than Tzohan. To chesiv ki hayu b'tzohan sa'arov. Because we know that in Tzohan lived all the princes and the ministers. So they're ones with the money, and they choose the best place. But filhach, and even so, Chevron. Mavuna echad mishiva b'tzohan. It was seven times better than Tzohan. So right, good. So we proved that. Now let me just ask a question. For Chevron, Troshim heavy. You want to tell me that Chevron was a stony, like that was the terrain? V'hakasiv. It says v'ahi mikates arbim shana. It was after 40 years. V'yom Avshalom. Avshalom said Elamelech Elchana. I'm going to go and bring some korbanos to fulfill my nazirus. V'amar Rav Abia v'isim a Rabba Bachana. Sheholach, he went, Lahavi Kvosim Michevron, he went to get some sheep from Hebron, because that's the best place to get sheep. But Tanya, if a person wants Elim, if he wants rams, he should go to Moav. Yeah, Kvosim, if he wants Kvosim, he should go to Hebron. So we see over there that it's actually a very good land, because that's where you get fattened sheep from. So it doesn't seem to be that it's stony land. But says the Gemara, no, Mina. From that itself, that you get sheep from there actually proves to you that it was stony land. Why? I did a Kalisha, since it was kind of a weak land, Ara, after Raya, it does basically sprouts like nice grasses and, I suppose, weeds and stuff. But Shomain, and it's fat, Kinyono, it's Kinyono, meaning it's the cattle that graze there. we'll stop here so you guys have time to